Mad Dame was at my mom's basement, and I was still living at home at the time because we were broke. So if I wasn't on the road, I was living at my mom's. So, you know, I just made everybody come over there, and it was the first time we ever met Desmond Child, and it just kind of clicked pretty much automatically. You know, he was making his way back into business because he left for a little while doing some spiritual work or something. And, yeah, it just kind of clicked open. We and John and I already had a bunch of great songs written that wanted Never Say Goodbye and stuff like that. So we were on our way to the best record that we were going to ever make. Because if you look at our first two albums compared to Slippery When Wet,
right,
there's a huge jump in everything. I mean, I just thought that... you know, the band became a band, so Slippery When Wet,
right,
in fact, almost was our first record year.
Right. Oh, and can you tell me a little bit about Living on a Prayer?
Yeah, Living on a Prayer, just a little ditty. I was late. This time I was going into Desmond's apartment in New York City, and I was late because I did a session the night before that ran late. It was raining. I got stuck in the Lincoln Tunnel. So they kind of got off to this one song without me, and I was drenched, and I walked in, and I kind of said, well, I need something, I need a prayer, and they were, I didn't like what they were writing, no offense, but, and Desmond went, They're Not a Prayer, and then we just went to, basically we got the first verse and the first chorus, and then John and I were in a cab going back to wherever we were going, and, he says to me, well, I think that'll be a movie soundtrack. And I said, well, I think it's the biggest song we ever wrote in our lives.
Uh-huh.
And he's told that story out on stage many, many times during my tenure in the band. And it's a really funny story. That actually was true. And then we just had to finish up the second verse in the bridge. But, you know, it was really a story about a bunch of Jersey kids that we all went through the same thing.
Uh-huh.
My uncle Sal was a worker, and he got laid off. My dad was a factory worker. He got laid off. So it was. We were actually making a social commentary for the first time using characters.
Right.
Instead of being us, which was a monumental thing. And I think that just that in itself took the spotlight off of whatever image we had and made that everybody's song.
Right.
And that's